Touching base this morning with 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg for the latest on what's happening in Washington, D.C. You'll be heading back from the big city to southwest Michigan and southern Michigan here later today, right in the heart, actually, or coming up into the heart of fair season. I'm assuming for you that's got to be a lot of fun to be out there and be in the district and meet people and actually get that direct feedback, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. You know, we're used to having a lot of town halls, as you know, but being at a place where people are really enjoying being there, especially thinking of the 4-H families, being an old 4-H family myself with my wife, we kind of miss having our kids involved because they've all grown. We're looking forward to maybe pulling our grandkids in, but the opportunity to be at the fair, to meet people at our Republican Party booth, but also walk around the fair, to be in the parades, and Branch County always has a great parade, and enjoy talking with people. It gives a chance, kind of in a casual atmosphere, to talk about serious things, but also talk about more normal life issues as well that meet all families' concerns.
All right. Well, before you head back, what are you wrapping up in Washington this week?
Well, we've done a number of things relative to human trafficking. I led a floor debate on an issue relative to changing definition to make sure that we don't treat human trafficked children, sexually exploited children, as criminals, but rather as victims. And so we did some changing to nomenclature as well as policy on that. Today we're meeting at 9 o'clock, in fact, with our conference, the Republican conference, to discuss the potential proposal for dealing with the border situation. The president has asked for $3.7 billion, most of which will not go to border protection. It doesn't need to have that much. We'll be looking at providing resources to assist states like Texas with the cost of putting their National Guard on the border, pushing the guard directly to the border and not 50 miles back as the INS has been at this point in time, and then doing a bit of a change on the 2008 law to make it very clear it was not meant for this type of invasion of our border, but rather for children who truly had been human trafficked. So those are the things we're talking about today. I think it means we will be moving something forward. We're also going to make it very clear that this is our best last offer, that the Senate has to take something up, and this has to be the process that we're going to do. We'll see. Already, we've seen a real reduction in the numbers coming across due to the fact that Rick Perry and others have pushed their National Guard right on the border, and people are starting to get the impression that, no, this is not a nation offering amnesty to anyone who crosses the line. And a number of my colleagues have had opportunity to meet with the leaders of Honduras and Guatemala in the past week and a half, and had some tough talks there, saying, listen, you have to control your borders. This is all of our problems, and I think that's what our American people want. Certainly in my district, that's what I'm hearing.
7th District Congressman Tim Walberg on the line with us this morning. Earlier this week, a big ruling from an appeals court concerning the subsidies that are part of the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare situation right now. Did that send a huge ripple through everybody in Washington, D.C.?
Well, yeah, a lot of talk about it, of course, and how it impacts upon our state, states like Michigan. You know, it shows that those people, including my predecessor, who passed this legislation, which was passed only by the Democrats, no Republicans supporting it, and there wasn't even an effort to get Republican support, rammed down the throats of people, 2,700 pages that weren't read by most, if any, truly, legislators here, and now finding out that, oops, got a problem. You know, if the states didn't develop their own exchanges, now they're going to pay for it all. They're not getting any type of delay. They're not getting any type of reduction in the mandated cost. And frankly, it's going to cost the health care of our citizens, as we've said all along. And all across the board, we're seeing now, again, that this Affordable Care Act is truly an abuse, not only of liberty, but abuse of the great health care opportunities that America has become accustomed to and will be losing if this thing is allowed to continue.
If this holds up, what the ruling was from the appeals court, does this effectively gut Obamacare? Does it go away, or is that not enough yet to do that?
It's not enough to do it because the president is willing, and we've seen it already, without the authority of the Constitution or law, to make his own law and to run his own bureaucracy that way. And that's a concern. So I think the courts are now starting to push back on this. There are a lot of conjecture that the Supreme Court will not uphold the lower court's decision. I don't believe that to be the case. I think Justice Roberts is the one that all are looking to. Will he change? The ones that voted against Obamacare on the court earlier on last year, I believe will stay the same in that area. And I think Roberts, having seen what has taken place subsequent to his ruling with the other three on the court, or four on the court, I think we'll reverse it this time, holding a rule of law that says that is how the law was written. Whether I like it or not, that law will remain in effect. Now deal with it. And that will be the responsibility of the legislative body, which I think Roberts has indicated that he supports.
Okay. Well, even if it were to be thrown out totally, you'd be back to the drawing board because there still hasn't been no effective solution for controlling costs and trying to make sure that people have affordable health care.
You're right, but it would allow us to really look at things like a bill I sponsored back in 2008, a patient-centered approach that has been expanded upon since then, and I think at least two proposals that are very close together, but two proposals that say let's expand health savings accounts, let's give the opportunity to purchase across state lines, let's allow small businesses to join together for an economy of scale to purchase health care for their employees if they want to do that, let's deal with some malpractice, the tort liability, true reform. Let's do some of those things, including treating individual citizens who purchase health care like businesses and give them the tax advantage. You do all of that, all of a sudden you've dealt with the main problem that we've had, and that's the cost. This gives more competition. This gives a 50-state framework to purchase your health care in, and not just a one state as we have right now. And I think it gives more choice, more opportunity. That's the direction I think we would go. And boy, I would just welcome the opportunity to see the Affordable Care Act thrown out, and then quickly go back and debate these issues, which are simple, that have no mandates, other than the fact we expect you all to have insurance. But now we give you more opportunities to make the choices that best fit your needs, your family, your life situation. And I think the American public would welcome that now, having seen the majority of people. I mean, there are some, Ken, to be honest, there are some that have insurance now that didn't have it before. But most of those that have it now have it because others of us are paying more for our own coverage and including assisting them with theirs. And we could do that and still have no mandates on us and a lot of choice if we're willing to get down to it. So I'm hopeful that we will continue this process.
All right, Congressman, thanks for checking in. Have a wonderful weekend, safe travels, and we'll talk next week, all right?
Okay, Ken, you too.
Yeah, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.